All right. Welcome in Toilets to Titles, episode number 209. This is week 16 of the NFL season and the fantasy football season, which is coming to an end. This is a very holly jolly episode. I am festive, wearing my green shirt. I got the Christmas tree box behind me. As you can tell, my room's a disaster right now, but all is well. All is absolutely well. And I'm joined by my guy, my right-hand man, Mr. Justin Stevens at JustinFF_ on the Twitter. Justin, what's happening?
So I forgot we don't have another episode before Christmas, do we?
This is the Christmas episode, man.
Christmas episode, man, that stinks. I'm going to have to get off here in a moment whenever you, you start talking, cause I have a little something, actually doing pretty good today. I was kind of down in the dumps. I had a rough weekend, 1-6 in my fantasy playoffs, and I diversified too, man. Like I was not relying on the same players across the board, but for whatever reason, it was just one of those weeks and it came at the wrong time, and I was feeling pretty down about it. But today, like the ongoing comments and thank yous and compliments that we've gotten from the Patreon today was absolutely phenomenal. And it really kind of picks me up, because it's like, what am I doing wrong? You know? And I realized that it's not that we're doing anything wrong. It was just, it's bad luck. It just happens sometimes, you know.
If you want to, like, you play to win the game, right? That's not the coach who's over your shoulder, but that's one of the coaches, right?
Yeah, that's Dennis Green.
Yeah. So,
or wait, no, that was Herm Edwards.
Yes, Herm Edwards. But yeah. Dennis Green was. They are who we thought they were. We left them off the hook.
We let them off the hook.
Yeah, but only one person can win. You know, so right. Like. It stinks. I was devastated too. Cowboys lost. Tough weekend for the main men of Toilets to Titles. But like you said, man, like, so if you're new to the show, if you're somebody who just kind of popped in this week, we're a fantasy football show. We're a fantasy football community. We talk NFL. We got a Playing with House Money with us. They're talking gambling. We're getting into baseball. We're linked up with Rival Fantasy. Like we have all sorts of things going on, sports related, mostly football. But one of the things I'm most proud of, I'm very proud of Frankenstein, which we're going to get into. I'm proud of this community we've built and the people in it. And, you know, like, you're tied up sometimes, I'm tied up sometimes, the T2T staff is tied up sometimes. So like, there's 16 members of the staff. We got about 188 people in this chat. And throughout the day, like, it's a Tuesday, and I woke up to conversation, and conversation didn't stop. And like you said, you know, people just kind of chiming in. Hey, coach. Hey, Justin. Hey, T2T crew. Appreciate everything you've done for us this season. And I mean, we're not always going to be right. And I'll admit it, when I was wrong, man. Boy, was I wrong when I drafted Bijan Robinson first overall over Christian McCaffrey, because I was feeling froggy this season. Right. So I'm wrong plenty of times, but I try to give my analysis and I try to help people, guide them in a direction where they feel comfortable making their decisions.
And to that point, I wanted to say too, just like you said, a lot of times we're tied up and we're busy doing other things. If you're in the regular Title Tribe chat in the Gilded and you're kind of wondering where we're at sometimes, it's because we have Patreon supporters that give us that monthly support, and they're DMing us constantly as well. Like, if you're a Patreon member and you've got these questions, we're always going to answer you first. We want you to DM us if you're a Patreon member so that we can help you out. Like, that's what it's all about. So unfortunately, sometimes we don't get to the Title Tribe chat quite as often, but we still hit it at least a few times a day anyway. But I just wanted to throw that out there. If you really want more immediate access, make sure you become a Patreon at patreon.com/toilets to titles.
Yeah, you could sign up for as low as $1.50 a month. And I mean, we gave away two Yeti tumblers already. We're giving away two more. And all you have to do is be watching the show live and be a Patreon member. So, which leads me to let you know, later on in the show, probably about 15, 20 minutes, stay tuned. If you're a Patreon member who has not yet won a tumbler, all right, you can be entered to win. We'll let you know a little later on how you could win that. So, yeah, Patreon, low as $1.50 a month. And I was driving today. I'll give out my phone number. Like, I gave my phone number out. I was like, hey, call me. Because sometimes there's certain conversations people want to have where it's just easier giving it. And I mean, I don't mind them driving, and this is my community, man. Like, this is my family. I don't want to bore you guys anymore with us kind of gushing over this stuff, but we're just really proud of what we got. The off season is going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of dynasty members. There's rumors of some dynasty leagues that might be forming. And it was league, but I think there might have to be leagues. Like, right.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think I'm going to cut back to just my very basic bare minimum leagues next year, just so that I can run multiple different T2T leagues for different reasons, like for different things, like satellite leagues that lead into the Frank. And yeah, David, he's got your number.
Yeah. I mean, I give it out, man. It's just easier. It's easier. Yeah.
And before long, they'll be calling you about your car insurance.
Yeah. Hey. All right. So Merry Christmas. If you want to get into this community, you don't have to be a Patreon member to get into the community. All you got to do, email us toilets2, that's toilets, T-O, titles, T-I-T-L-E-S, @gmail.com. Say, hey, Coach. Hey, Justin. I heard about the Title Tribe. I want to get in. It's on this app called Gilded, which is very much like Discord. We have it separated by different little threads, different little channels inside of this chat where we're talking, like I said, all day. We got the Playing with House Money crew with us. They're talking gambling. We're talking college football. We're talking NFL draft, NFL, fantasy football. As we get closer to baseball, I believe we're working with Rival, who's our sponsor, with possibly getting some fantasy baseball leagues started. We're going to have fantasy baseball threads. So we're not going nowhere. We'll be there for you. The off season is overdrive. It's overtime. We don't take a seat. So I'm just going to say what's up to everybody who's in the chat right now. Pete, Tone's in the Fearsome Four. We're going to be talking about Frankenstank, which is our listener league, which is currently at 96 members. And next year, we're going up to about 150. So Tone's in the Final Four. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to Porg. Shout out to Wyatt. Shout out to David. Shout out to Mark Simon, Oscar, Jerry, Robert. Robert's asking, Matthew Stafford or Gardner Minshew, the Rams are playing against the Saints. And I think the Saints have given up the 11th fewest points to opposing quarterbacks this week, but I'm feeling a little bit. Stafford's been hot. I like Minshew, but I think the Falcons are tougher. That looks really good. I wreck stuff. I'm gonna wreck it. I don't know if that's a Wreck-It Ralph reference. I'm assuming it's a dinosaur. Perfect.
Like, it's a T-Rex.
So I'm gonna go with Matthew Stafford because I think this is kind of allude to kind of what I'm gonna talk about later with my dudes and duds. I think Cup's not going to have a monster week. I think you're going to see Puka have a big week. I think Kyron's going to have a decent week. I feel more comfortable with Stafford against the Saints than I do with Minshew against the Falcons. So, Justin, we had a listener, Robert Trauma, asks Stafford or Minshew. Do you have any feedback on that for this week?
Minshew has steadily been that steady guy, but Stafford, man, I tell you what, that offense is just on it right now. And they've played a lot of good football. And when they play against good football teams, they've still been playing good football. Their win-loss record doesn't show because they've had a rough schedule. But in the end, I think I'm still going Stafford.
All right. So both of us say Stafford. Shay's in here. Nice to see you, man. Shout out to the Rams. It's funny we talk about Matthew Stafford. Shay's there. Pork says, what's up, gent? Looking great as always. Appreciate that. Shout out to Jason, man. My God, Jason and George are two of the most generous people I know. Yeah. And I've been lucky enough to meet them through you and become teammates of theirs. Shout out to Jason, man. Got me this hat. Nice. Really appreciate it. I'm loving it, man. It's going to be – when I wear a hat, I wear the hell out of it. So you're going to see this thing on me a lot. Jerry Bagshaw, shout out. Pete, Wyatt again. Tone, he's saying the $5 a month is well worth it. All right, I think we're caught up. So we're going to get to some Frankenstank playoff update. And then after the Frankenstank playoff update, we are going to announce the Monster of the Year. So, Justin, I'm going to let you give the update. I'm going to hop on my cell phone, share the link to the show, let everybody in Frankenstank know we're going to announce the Monster of the Year, which is $75 to a person who we feel, this is the first time we're ever giving this award away, was active in the chat, active in the league, super helpful, not creating conflict, rather resolving conflict. Just somebody like, they're helping us, you know, kind of run this thing. And there are a few people who are up for this thing, and it was hard to pick one. But we have to, as per the rules. So, Justin, let's talk about the Frankenstank playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. I do want to remind everybody that we are trying to help kind of raise some money for the Canton trip that we're trying to build up, because we want to do some big giveaways. So this is not a start sick type of show. But if you want to drop a donation in there just by hitting that little dollar sign right next to the comments, if we see any kind of a donation there with your start sick question, we will absolutely get to it. The Frankenstank update. We have our fearsome four, and that was what I came up with. I don't know. There might be something more catchy. Guys in the chat, you guys are more creative than I am. You might be able to come up with something better than fearsome four. Type it in the chat. But it's our version of the final four, and the 32nd seed. So technically speaking, the worst team in the playoff by seed anyway. It was the thing, Elliot Probst, and he gets in this round, in the final four round, the worst remaining seed gets to choose their opponent in the final four round. And he chose the number 21 seed, our very own Anthony Dion, who is in the chat right now, Michael Myers. They get to face each other this week, and they'll be facing the winner of the number one seed Pennywise, Sean Robinson, and the number 10 seed Dracula, David Cruz. So I believe, Coach, that's four Patreon members, right? I'm pretty sure that are all in the final four there.
Yes. Elliot is not Patreon.
Okay. All right. So I thought Elliot was one of our cash paying ones. So my mistake. But
all
anyway,
it's
still been a supporter for quite some time.
Hey, so. Speaking of support, shout out to Pete, $5 towards the Canton trip. Will, $10 towards the Canton trip, man. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Appreciate you all.
All right, right on. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, you guys are like, you guys already do so much for the team anyway. But we still appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. Patreon. But speaking of those three Patreon that are in the final four, we also had a Patreon consolation tournament, and I forget where I wrote down what the prizes were going to be. It's on one of these many pieces of paper here on my desk. The Patreon consolation tournament is down to the final eight. Six teams had a bye, and in those six, four of them are still alive. We have number three, Red Rum, is going up against number 16, Mum Ra St. Brown. That's our very own Chris Iceman.
Last year's champ.
Defending champ. Yeah, exactly. Might be the first ever Patreon tournament winner, too. So we'll have to see. Fantasy Slashers, who was new to us from Canton this year, and Pinheads, who picked up a team along the way, both had a bye, and they're facing each other. Number seven, Mike Wazowski, is up against the last guy that had a bye, the Frankencastle, which is your man, Coach Fry. So he's in the final eight of the Patreon tournament. And then the next two did not have a bye, but they're still alive, so they've had to win two games to get here, and that's Three Nights at Foxy's versus the Unholy Soul. That's the 11 seed versus the 22. The Unholy Soul, of course, is our very own Will at T2T. And I got to give a shout out to Three Nights at Foxy's, because I believe I kind of gave her a hard time about the name at first, because it was something I had never really heard of. Right. It's a newer horror movie, Five Nights at Freddy's. I recently actually got to watch it. So I get and understand the play on the name now. So I apologize for giving you a hard time over that one, because it's actually
play the game.
Pretty creative,
dude. You gotta play the game. My son has it, and like, if jump scares, like, regardless of the characters, don't scare you, they just do a really good job of, like, you're in a security booth and you have limited, you know, this kind of off the rails here, you have limited electricity on your flashlight, so you have to watch, and I think you have like a limited electricity and security cameras, so you have to watch the different cameras to keep an eye on the animatronics. And then every now and then they go missing. And like, you have to look at the door with your flashlight and that will make them go away. And if you look too late and they're in the doorway, they get you. So it's just like constant suspense, and it's pretty well done.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm not really much of a gamer, but if I'm going to play a game, it's probably going to be a horror. And we do want to mention Anthony. Thank you for that. Thank you for the donation. Unfortunately, we can't share that one on screen for obvious reasons. we like to keep it PG, but we greatly appreciate the donation there as well.
Hey, we'll play that in Canton.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That sounds fun. But before we can do all that, we got to get to the monster, the monster of the year, right?
Wait, can I, is this, I don't know if I'm going off the rails too much. You know how we did Mario Kart one yes. year to decide yeah. the, what if we did Five Nights at Freddy's, whoever survived the longest in their first, so like you have to survive a certain amount of nights. We'll talk about this on our Frankenstein episode, but we might be able to tie in the game into the draft, like who drafts first, or we'll. This is something we can work with.
I'm not opposed to tying that in, but and also remember too, it might be easier to tie in with all of the live drafts that we plan on having at least three of them, maybe even five.
Who drafts first, or like we have some things that we might be doing with cards that maybe I don't want to give up too much.
One of the prizes for the page for not maybe not the Patreon, but one of these consolation tournament prizes is that you get to choose your draft position in Frank next year.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So a lot of different stuff
going on. And we are going to do a Frankenstein roundtable probably within the next 2 or 3 weeks. And anybody who's in the league it could come on the show, depending on how many are going to come on. You're going to talk to me. We'll schedule in, we'll put you in time slots, pull you on, pull you out if we have that many. But anyway, enough, man, we're getting carried away. 16 minutes. Mark Simon, monster of the year. Shout out to Mark Simon. Shout out to Oscar. Oscar was a huge help. Tone was a huge help. You know, we had so much support throughout the entire season. It's hard to single out one specific person. And I hope nobody, you know, anyone who's helped, I appreciate it. And we've also reached out. We do need help for commissioners next season, people to co-commission, because we're going to be on 2 MFL My Fantasy League websites next year. We're going to be so big, we can't put it all on one site. So there's going to be a lot of moving parts. We've had people reach out to us and say, hey, I'm pretty familiar with MFL. If you're familiar with My Fantasy League and you know you haven't reached out to me, you like the league, you know, we could definitely use some help. And but this season, Mark Simon, man, you've been active, you know, nonstop in the chat, super helpful, always pointing people in the right direction. And when you don't know the answer, you're asking the right people the questions. And, you know, it's appreciated with a league as massive as this. It's a massive undertaking. That's an understatement. People like you help it go smoothly and are greatly appreciated.
For me personally, Mark Simon was one of them that came down to the finalists because he's the one that gave me an incredible idea for a new co-commissioner spot for next season, which again, we're going to get into next season a lot more in a future episode. But just know, Mark, that that your help may have potentially really changed the way that we do the Frank moving forward in a very helpful way.
So Will said, coach with the creative juices flowing. Will, man, wait until you get into a Frankenstein episode,
like a meeting, a Frank meeting.
People have to hold me back. Like once the stream of consciousness gets going, it's hard to stop it. All right, let's move on to real NFL because there might be some people watching who aren't necessarily interested in our listener league, but there's going to be about 60 teams open next year. We're going to be doing live drafts in Canton. If you want to get in, again, email us toiletsthetitles@gmail.com. It's $25 to enter. I can get you a spot. I know somebody who can sign you up. Get in Frankenstein and get in the Gilded chat. Talk to us about Frankenstein so you can learn a thing or two, because Justin's got tons of videos from this year. Ice has videos. We have tons of information to help you digest the league so you're ready for next season. Moving on. Let's recap our games of the week challenge. You are kicking my butt by about 70 points. I have a 249-point differential heading into week 16. You have 179. My game of the week last week, Cowboys at Bills, 10-31, 21-point differential. The Bills smashed the Cowboys. They just ran it down our throat. Josh Allen didn't have a great game. Dak didn't have a great game. Cowboys run defense didn't have a great game. James Cook just smashed us. What was your game of the week, Justin?
Yeah, so I went with the Eagles and the Seahawks, and it turned out to go a little bit better than I expected. I kind of thought that it would be the Eagles by about three, but it turned out to be the Seahawks. I knew the Seahawks were going to give them a heck of a game. It helps that Jalen Hurts was sick. It helps that it was raining. There's a lot of other factors that came into play with this luck, but I was at least right in knowing that it was going to be a good game and a good fun game to watch. And also, a big reason I chose it was because a lot of fantasy playoffs were coming down to that Monday night game. So yeah, it was just kind of a everything kind of came into one, and it was a heck of a fun game, especially if you're not a very big Eagles fan like myself.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of your predictions are starting to come true. I see Drew R in here. All right, so I think it's one of the first times seeing him in an episode. I appreciate you, man, for checking this out. Everyone's going bananas about James Cook in the chat. We have some people saying their opponents sat James Cook. Some people started James Cook. Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, no, I was saying I was one of them that sat James Cook in a couple of leagues where I got beat, and then a couple of leagues where I went up against him where I got beat. Yeah. It was that weekend, man.
Your wife said Frank the Stank's a little sick, so we're hoping he feels better. Yeah. So Porg, it's Justin's dog named Frank the Stank. So it's not Will's, but it's a great name. So David's in here, who's playing Laurie in one of our rival leagues, and he said if Laurie forgets to set her lineups, don't remind her. Well, too bad she's in the chat. Yeah. Week 16, I think I got, besides Cowboys Dolphins, which is going to be interesting. I think, you know, sometimes I get to the list early. I get to pick, and it's probably the one you would have picked too, I assume. Baltimore at San Francisco. Mm-hmm. This is a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. But it was, I believe it was Baltimore and the Cowboys is who I preseason picked. But seeing the way that the teams are trending right now, I got to believe that Baltimore and San Francisco is the odds on favorite right now.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But San Francisco, they need to put CMC on ice. Telling you, CMC, they cannot afford for him to get hurt, because they're still awesome if he gets hurt, but they are untouchable. Like, yeah, they've lost games, but you know what I'm talking about. When it gets into the playoffs and every possession matters and they're locked in, they're not thinking about any other matchup, it's a different ball game. I think San Francisco is going to be untouchable in the playoffs, but if CMC gets hurt, they just become very, very good, you know, and there's other very, very good teams. Like, they're in a league of their own with CMC.
Yeah. And I believe that after this week, they've got Washington week 17 might be a game where they can afford to dial it back a bit, give him 5 or 10 touches and just let him kind of keep the rust off. And then week 18 is against the Rams. Obviously it's going to depend on what the records look like and the bye possibilities and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, there is at least a chance you would think so, that they're going to dial it back a bit. I would hope so. You're absolutely right. Save that man.
Yeah.
My game of the week, I wanted to go to the Cowboys as well. Kind of like you said, you wanted to go Cowboys Dolphins. I kind of wanted to go Cowboys Dolphins, but I'll be honest with you, man. The Cowboys just scare me. Like, it's the thing about that. Like, if they're, and you said this earlier in the season, like a wise man once said, but you were the wise man earlier in the season where it was like, great teams don't take games off. Mm-hmm. And it looked like they just were flat against the Bills, you know, of all teams, a team that I thought mostly has looked flat all season. And then the Cowboys come out against them, and it looks like they just took the game off. Maybe it's because they were ramped up and preparing for the Dolphins instead, and this was a more of a trap game, but that's not an excuse if you're one of the great teams. So it is scary. Like, it's very scary. I still think that they're better than the Eagles, but they're going to need to find something to be able to keep up with the Niners. And even against Miami, I think Miami, even though they've had a really good, easy schedule, they've also played some tough games and they've played really well against some tougher opponents as well. I almost believe that this could be another big, maybe not a blowout, but it could be another big 2-score win for Miami.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the Jaguars and the Buccaneers as my game of the week. Several different reasons, but mainly because they're both the number one team in their divisions, and they are in crap divisions where they're tied or within a game of several other teams in their division. So there's a lot with only 3 weeks to go. That's a lot of playoff jockeying around, because if some of these teams that aren't going to make the playoffs are also going to be the wild card, and it might be a tiebreaker. These are tiebreaker style games because you all have the same record. I know that these two are not in the same conference, but they're like opponents for some of the other teams that they're tied with within their division. So much tiebreaker. It's a nerd thing, really. This one, choosing this as my game of the week, is a nerd thing, because I love all these tiebreaker scenarios at the end of the season.
Right. So I want to briefly touch on the Cowboys real quick, but David is in here. Genesis says he's got twins on the way, dude.
Yeah,
man. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah, this is David from Canton, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I actually met him and his wife. If I remember, they won the Michael Irvin Trophy. So, that was pretty awesome. So, congratulations. That's good. It's good. Just bring them to Canton with you. Yeah. That way you can guarantee you're going to be there, and we'll get to meet the babies.
One year we're going to put together a little monsters league, and maybe your twins can be in there one day.
I'm thinking next year.
I don't know. We got so much going on. Well, whatever. That's down the road. We'll figure it out. But I'm not one for excuses, but this is an excuse. I'm not going to say I don't make excuses and then make an excuse. I usually don't. I am making one now. Supposedly there were a lot of players ill this weekend. A lot of them, Malik Hooker, late minute scratch. Supposedly there were a lot of IVs. It's a wet game out there in Buffalo. That there was a fumble early in the game that didn't get called. There was a block punt that the player was right there, like right there. Instead of reaching down, he jumped, which you're taught from a young age. You reach down at the foot. You know,
cross your arms.
So like there were things that could have shifted momentum this weekend against early in the season. I was very scared of the up and downs from the Cowboys. We hit a roll. We've been playing well. We've played some tough games. I think they're a different team than they were early in the season. I will know that for sure with how they handle Miami. If they go into Miami and same showing, get ran all over, don't make any changes, then I'm out. You know, I'm out. Like, they're not going to win on the road. They'll probably win a playoff game, then they'll lose. But if they show out, then I'm going to look at this past week as just a little blip. You know, I think they had won like five or six games in a row leading it up to that one. So it really, this game will tell us a lot.
Well, so that actually kind of makes sense, because if Jalen Hurts was sick, and they played each other the week before, and Jalen
Parsons was sick. Parsons was sick against the Eagles, like bad.
And yeah, and Jalen spent a lot of time with the Cowboys defense that entire game the week before. So it actually kind of makes sense. So yeah.
Okay. Parsons was on like IVs and like, they were like pumping him with fluids all game, man. So, he's a freak. Anyway, all right. So every week we do a weekly Pick'em Challenge. We started this about 4 weeks ago. We've only been beaten once, and that was by Tone. So shout out to Tone. We've beaten everybody else we've faced. This week we faced Uncle Steve. I came in first place, 12-5. All right. This is my second title of the early season. And then Will, Justin, and Rich all tied. Uncle Steve came in last, 9-8. We are going to continue to do this. If you beat us, you will get $25 entry into Frankenstein next year. But if you've already won a free entry into Frankenstein, we'll just send you $25. Here you go. Clean, dry, easy. So now, Justin, I am going to message you in the private chat. You have to be a Patreon member to do this, by the way. All right. So, Justin, I'm going to message you in the private chat a number between 1 and 15, because we got a lot of people in here. And if you're not in Patreon, and you're in there in the comments, and you say, "Hey, coach, I'm going to sign up for Patreon. Here's my guess. I'll let it fly because I'm cool like that." So, Justin, 1 to 15, I just sent you a number in the private chat. So, everyone, start guessing between 1 and 15. If you've already competed against us, unfortunately, you are out. So, Jerry guessed the Roman numerals. I'm guessing he. I like your style. Five.
His number pad doesn't work.
Yeah, I like your style. He picked number five. Pete two picked five. Sean picked nine. Wyatt six. Oscar seven.
Oh, only get one guess.
12. No one has gotten it yet. All right, no one has gotten it yet. If no one else makes a guess within the next minute, I will let everyone guess one more time. But give it about a minute. Again, it's 1 through 15. If you're a Patreon member, guess a number. You'll be able to pick against us. Lori guessed. Unfortunately, Lori, you were wrong as well. But you can pick against us anytime you want. You're the executive producer, so I'll allow it. All right. While we're waiting for people to guess, everyone, I'll let you guess again. While we're waiting, be greatly appreciated. You hit the like button on these shows. Throw us a subscribe. We are only, I want to say, about 15 subscribers away from hitting 2,000 total, which is a massive milestone for us. So that'd be greatly appreciated. If you have Apple Podcasts, our audio versions are also going on there. We do have a winner, Sean Robinson. Shout out. So this dude's a money man, right? He's number one seed in Frankenstein. And I'm kind of concerned he's going to take us down this week. So Justin, let's write down. Will should be in the chat. Will, Sean is going to be competing against us. Sean, you're going to DM Will. All right. And Will's going to take your game picks. And then he's going to put it on a graphic. I believe you're also going to have to send him a headshot if you don't mind doing that. You don't have to. If you want to, he could throw that image up there. You could just throw whatever avatar you use. So, Sean, you're going to be competing against us this week for a chance to win $25. Or a $25 free entry into Frankenstein. But again, if you have Apple Podcasts, a 5-star review would be greatly appreciated. Justin, you want to plug our sponsor, Rival Fantasy?
Absolutely. Rival Fantasy is the newest evolution in fantasy sports betting, where you can gamble on all different forms of fantasy sports. So the way it works, pretty simple. Coach says, Coach, there's always that guy that tries to kind of cop out of his bets because he says something like, well, I didn't know Jalen Hurts was going to be hurt, or I wouldn't have said that he was going to outscore Dak this week, or whatever the case is. But I'm one of those guys. So to prevent me from trying to dip out of my $5 commitment, you can just bet on Rival Fantasy, where you say, well, no, I say this guy is going to outperform this guy, and I accept your bet. And then there is no ifs and buts and candies and nuts. It's just, did they happen to outscore the other or not? And if they did, you lost. If they didn't, you win. So, but anyway, that's at joinrival.com/titletribe. And your first deposit of up to $200 is going to be matched plus an additional $25 for free just for joining in. And if you're thinking, you know what, it's getting close to the end of the football season, what's the point of signing up now? Well, guess what? They've got Major League Baseball. They've got NBA. They're even in talks with trying to bring in a couple of other sports that I'm not allowed to mention at the moment, but there are going to be other sports. There's going to be other ways of gambling. They're going to be expanding and improving their site every single season, not just football season, but all of the sports seasons. They continue to improve. Again, that's joinrival.com/titletribe.
I just remembered we have a Yeti tumbler to give away as well. So that's coming after these dudes and duds. You also have to be a Patreon member for that. I think it's like a $30 tumbler with a T2T sticker on it. It's Frankenstein green. It's pretty damn cool. It's Yeti. We take care of you, man. You take care of us. Remember, if you want to throw us some extra cash, you hit that star. Justin, how do they donate during the live episodes? I forgot. You mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, so down by the comment section there, just right next to the comment section, just to the right. I think it might be showing left on your screen, but it's just to the right of your comment section. There's a little emblem or icon that looks like a dollar. It looks like a dollar bill. Or it could look like a $5 bill or a $10 bill, whatever you want it to look like. Yeah. You just click on that, and you can drop in that donation in there. And like I said, if you have a comment, if you have a question, if you have anything specific or particular, for one, if you're a Patreon, we're going to do our best to get to it. But if you leave it in that with that donation, we're also going to make sure we bring it up first and take care of your questions. And the sweater is driving me crazy.
It looks good. It looks good. I also like the candies and nuts thing. That was very festive. But also, last thing I'm going to talk about money. When you make donations and stuff like that, yes, it's going to help the team and whatever, but we also do put a lot back. And I think if you're new to the show, you get in the Title Tribe chat, you just check it out. We gave away a $350 Yeti cooler a month ago. So our treasurer ain't too happy all the time, but we make things happen for you. All right.
John Sheps became Shepsy Claus as soon as the holidays were even close. He was like, let's just get rid of everything.
Yeah, let's just give, man, give. All right. I'm going to give you my dudes and duds for a very pivotal week of the season. All right. I'm going to go through these quick so we can give away that Yeti tumbler. All right. Josh Allen at the LA Chargers. This might seem like a toss up, but he hasn't really been playing great. Great weather, primetime game Saturday night. And coming off a poor statistical performance, these three factors, as well as the fact that the Chargers are both horrendous just in general, but they're also pretty bad against opposing quarterbacks. I feel pretty confident Josh Allen's going to have a massive week. Dak Prescott against Miami Dolphins. The Cowboys offense looked abysmal against the Bills in week 15, and they need to bounce back quickly to avoid being embarrassed by the Dolphins and their high-flying offense. Dolphins are towards the bottom of the league in points allowed to opposing quarterbacks, which bodes well for Dak, but also Dolphins are going to score a lot, so he'll need to chuck to keep up. So I think Dak is going to have a big week. Raheem Mostert versus the Dallas Cowboys. So I have two players so far in the Dolphins Cowboys. If you watched James Cook against the Dallas Cowboys last week, that is all you need for starting Raheem Mostert. I mean, start him. And I'm telling you, if you are in a dynasty league, and you are not in the playoffs, and you have Raheem Mostert, and there should never be trade deadlines in Dynasty. There should not. You should be selling Raheem Mostert for a king's ransom because that will completely sway the balance of power in the final four, the final eight, wherever you are. So you could get first-round picks. I'm telling you, I mean, the dude's 31, 32 years old. Yeah, it's great, but Devon Achane's breathing down his neck. Going to be taking over that offense next year. So go ahead, Justin.
Just to your point, we had a six seed barely make it into the playoffs this year in one league, and I'm the one seed with a bye, and I'm scared to death of this six seed because he was trying to tank and just happened to get in because there's so many bad teams. And once he got in, he traded away everything to build this roster, and he spent quite a bit on Raheem Mostert. Just to get him for just exactly like what you're saying.
Right.
And now it's scaring me as a one seed. So it's worth it,
man. David thinks that the Cowboys are going to correct it this week. I hope they can, but I don't have much faith in Mazi Smith, man, without Jonathan Hankins, with him banged up. All right. James Conner at the Chicago Bears. And this is just a safe high floor play. His 15.9 points per game over the last four weeks is good for 13th amongst all running backs, which is just outside of an RB1. That's not elite numbers, but that's steady. And I want steady, especially in a big pivotal week, especially if I have monsters around him, big scoring guys. Give me a guy like James Conner. I can put in as my RB2 or my flex. I'm very confident. The Bears are allowing the 11th most points to opposing running backs this season. Great matchup. Wide receiver Rashee Rice versus the Las Vegas Raiders. He's been on fire. He's picking up steam at exactly the right time for your fantasy team. He's at 81.4 points over the last 4 weeks. That's the third most amongst all wide receivers. Mahomes needs somebody to rely on outside of Travis Kelce. It's become Rashee Rice. Look for him to keep rolling. Phenomenal if you've held on to this player throughout the fantasy football season, because he is absolutely crushing it for you at the biggest time. Puka Nacua versus New Orleans Saints. In an episode or two, me and Justin are going to talk about dudes, like the biggest dudes from the season. Nacua is going to be on that list. All right. That's foreshadowing. I'm just letting you know it, because he hasn't really had those numbers as of late, but his ADP, his value, you probably got him as a free agent. He put up monster weeks. All right. Over the last 4 weeks, he's only top 10 points twice, which hasn't been phenomenal, but Cooper Kupp's been rising. All right. And things going well, but the Saints play wide receiver ones very well. I think Kupp is going to get the wide receiver one treatment, which means Nacua is going to have more room to work than Cooper. It's going to be a Nacua week and not a Cooper week. Finally, Trey McBride at the Chicago Bears. We actually talked about him a lot today in the Gilded chat. I have him on a lot of my rosters. I was able to get him coming out of Colorado State. Liked him a lot. He's a player, second year, coming into his own. And another player like Rashee Rice, even though Rashee's a rookie, McBride's a second-year player who's coming on at the ideal time for fantasy football managers. Since week 10, he's averaging 17 points per game, which is nearly 2 points higher than the next best tight end, which is significant. All right, significant. And that next tight end is Sam Laporta. So shout out to that rookie. The Bears have let up the third most points to opposing tight ends this season. McBride's going to go off. Finally, my duds, Jordan Love at the Carolina Panthers. Jordan Love is going to be fine. We've seen a lot of peaks and valleys. I think he's growing. I think next year he's going to be all right. He's going to continue to ascend. I like Jordan Love as a player. Packers are in good hands. But again, it's been peaks and valleys this season. I think he's in a valley right now. The Panthers have allowed the third fewest points to opposing quarterbacks. It does not bode well for Jordan Love. Brock Purdy versus the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens are the best team in the league defending the pass. They are. They're allowed only 12 points per game to opposing quarterbacks. I think this matchup will be a lot of fun to watch for us because it's going to be a playoff game, Super Bowl matchup. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be low scoring. So Brock Purdy will probably play well, but not for your fantasy team. So I'm sitting him if I can. Saquon Barkley at the Philadelphia Eagles. He's running back 26 over the last 4 weeks. So he's not even a top two running back. The Eagles are pissed off. All right. They're pissed off. They're embarrassed. And they're very good against the run. Saquon Barkley, there's no other threat. You know, whatever you think of Tommy DeVito, there's no other threat from that Giants offense. The Eagles are absolutely going to run the New York Giants out of the stadium, back to New York. I'm sitting all the Indianapolis Colts against the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know which running back it's going to be against. So I'm sorry. I'm sitting all the Indianapolis Colts running backs at the Atlanta Falcons. Moss is kind of banged up. Justin, you might know more than me, but I'm not. I think it's kind of up in the air. Jonathan Taylor, I think he's seemed to be up in the air over the last 3 weeks. I'm assuming that's still up in the air. So I don't know which of the backs it's going to be. But the one thing I am certain about is the Falcons are actually pretty damn good against the run, allowing the fourth fewest points to opposing running back. So given that situation, I'm going to avoid that backfield. Would you agree?
Yeah, so last week, local radio was saying that there's a pretty good chance that JT should be back by week 16. They were fairly confident in it, too. And then, just as you said, Zach Moss getting banged up last week on that that horse collar falling into the end zone. It didn't look super nasty at the time,
right?
But the way he immediately came up limping and then he didn't come back in the game, that would probably push JT to come back a little bit sooner if he's able to. The one caveat here is that JT is the type of player that never really is willing to come back unless he's 100%. So, right. So definitely still hang on to Moss if you need to, but I don't know that I would start Moss just for that reason.
Yeah. So I'm avoiding whoever it is starting for the Colts at running back this week. Cooper Kupp versus the New Orleans Saints. I said this earlier. Saints play wide receiver ones well. Cooper Kupp is that. It's going to be a Nacua week and not a Cooper week. Garrett Wilson versus the Washington Commanders. Garrett Wilson has all the talent in the world. Much like what I said about Jordan Love, there's just been so many peaks and valleys with Wilson this season, and not due to him. Due to the play around him, I just do not have the confidence in him to start him in a game where I need him to perform. I can't swing and miss in the playoffs. I'm just not certain that it's going to be a hit if I play him, so I'm avoiding him where I can. And finally, Cole Kmet versus the Arizona Cardinals. He's currently tight end 7 on the season, but has seen his production drop off since week 10. He'll have a tough matchup against the Arizona Cardinals, who have allowed the third fewest points to opposing tight ends this season. So I am avoiding Cole Kmet at the tight end position where I can. So Justin, let's give a quick kind of breakdown of the playoff outlook, and then we'll go ahead and draw this Yeti tumbler, and we'll wrap this thing up.
Yeah, I'll make it quick because I honestly didn't think we'd have time to get to it the way we were rolling. But just so you know, the teams that have locked in their playoff spot is the current number one seed in the AFC, the Ravens. They're the only ones in the AFC that have officially locked in a playoff spot. In the NFC, we have three teams that have locked in a playoff spot. And you guessed it, the 49ers, the Cowboys, and the Eagles. Obviously, the seed itself is still up in the air for all three of those teams and for all three of their seeds. But for now, in the NFC, it's the 49ers in the one spot, the Cowboys in the two, the Lions are in the three spot, and the Buccaneers in that four spot. And at least now, all of the teams that are leading their division are at least 500, so that's nice.
Yeah.
The five seed right now currently is the Eagles. They would be playing on the road against the Buccaneers. The Vikings would be playing on the road as the six seed wild card against the Lions. And then the seven seed currently, due to tiebreakers are the Rams, who, as I said earlier, have been playing pretty good football. So they might be a scary wild card team to have to face against. And they would be going on the road to the Cowboys. But other bubble teams, Seahawks and Saints are both 7-7, Saints being tied for that division title. The Falcons are only a game behind them in the 10th spot, and in the 11th spot are the Packers. Kind of more of an uphill battle for the Packers, since the Lions are four games ahead of them in the division. They would have to be a pure wild card, so not super likely for the Packers at this point, but can't mathematically count them out yet. For the AFC, number one, Ravens, number two, Cowboys, number three, the Chiefs, number four, Jaguars. The Jaguars are currently tied with the Colts for the division. In the division at 8-6, the Colts would be the 7th seed playing on the road against the Dolphins. The 6th seed would be the Bengals playing on the road against the Chiefs, and the 5th seed would be the Browns playing on the road against the Jaguars. The bubble teams there, the Texans, are also tied for the division at 8-6 in that AFC South. So that they're like 8 seed looking out just because of a tiebreaker, where they are just that close to being the 4 seed as well. So, and they all play each other in these last 3 weeks. So it's just, these are essentially playoff games for divisions like this. The Bills would be the number nine at this point. They're two games out of the division, but tied for the 6-7 seed as far as record goes. And then the Steelers and the Broncos are both at 7-7 also on the outside looking in.
We got a lot of good football coming up, but right now we need to give away this Yeti Tumbler so we can wrap this show up. You got to be a Patreon member to get in. So Justin's been keeping track. You also have to be watching the show, commenting on the show. If you're a Patreon member who hasn't yet commented, make sure you comment right now, because we're going to go away and do this thing. If you're not a Patreon member yet, patreon.com/toilettotitles. We are going to give away one more Yeti Tumbler next week. All right. So if you want to get in there, sign up for Patreon, reach out to me, let us know, make sure you're in the Gilded chat. And then next week, tune into the show. If you haven't won tonight, you'll get one more opportunity to win this thing. So George Play 01, that's a new name I haven't seen before. So Chiefs, Denver's, Packers, or Eagles defense. George Play. Man, I'm going with the Eagles defense against the Giants. Like, at home, pissed off, 100%.
I really kind of like the Packers this week, and I'm sorry, I know we were about to give away that tumbler, so I'm not really prepared and ready for it, but I just remember that the Packers are a big streamer of mine. They're playing against Carolina. They're at Carolina. Yeah. Carolina, yeah. Who's won two games this year. And being at Carolina with all the weather that's going on along the East Coast, I'm sure you know all about that, Coach.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of offense on that team anyway. So the Packers could actually have a big streaming week this week.
All right, hell yeah. All right, excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, so let's give away this Yeti Tumbler right here.
All right, so we have a whole big list this week. This is, I think there's like four or five more people on this list than there was last week. But these are all of our Patreon supporters that have commented today. If I missed your name on here, I apologize. Make sure you DM me and I'll rectify that situation for next week. But we're gonna shuffle three times.
All right. Good luck, everybody. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Let's see who wins this Yeti Tumbler.
I like the way that tumbler looked when it was spinning.
Oh, it's my guy, Porg.
There we go, Porg.
All right. We got to reach out to Carla. Carla has all these. So hopefully everybody who's won so far has received theirs already. And if you haven't received yours, reach out to me. I'll put you in touch with Carla, because we got to get Carla your address. So, Porg, you're a member of T2T, so you can actually tag at KMVY in the T2T staff chat. Send her your address. She'll send you one of those Yeti tumblers, and you'll have it hopefully within the next week or so.
I have to address this really quick, because it's my name on the Patreon, but I used your debit card. So if you're going to comment on a giveaway.
Yeah. Hey. Everybody, we really appreciate you. Again, I know I said this earlier in the show. It's been a great season. Let's keep this Gilded chat going. Any questions you have, we will be here for you. Tomorrow night, I know Nate, Rich, They run Toilets Titles After Dark every Wednesday night. I want to say like 10 p.m. We also started our Friday roundtables every Friday, 9 p.m. At 8:45, will some other T2T and Title Tribe members hop on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, and they do a space. So it's going to be 15 minutes leading into the roundtable. There's probably going to be anywhere from 4 to 6 Toilets Titles members. And if you're a Title Tribe member, if you're a Patreon, you want to hop on the roundtable, let me know. I'll link you up with Will, link you up with Rich. We'll get you on air. We're just talking NFL, fantasy football. It's a loose format. That's a lot of fun. And I do know George, Jason, not sure, I think Justin might be poking his head in. I might be poking my head in. Sunday morning, Christmas Eve, title time. They're continuing that thing until the fantasy championships are over. So, Justin, did you learn anything from the show today?
Not a damn thing. I completely forgot all about it.
I learned, to be honest. Oh, shout out to Joe bringing that holiday cheer, man. Appreciate you, Joe. I learned a saying that I already forgot about, ifs and buts and candies and nuts.
Candies and nuts, yep.
So that's what I learned today. So hopefully everybody who listened to this show, hopefully you learned some good things. The show is going to end. Conversation will not, because we will see you in the Title Tribe Gilded Chat very soon. So appreciate you for tuning in. We'll catch you all later on. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Don't do anything reckless. Don't drink and drive. All right. Take care.